in yourself.
So I complained to him, and this is the story, I suppose, one of the stories that's to me the most, oh, it was a very wonderful moment. Because I wanted to leave the monastery. I'd heard about the Burmese monasteries where you could sit and walk for, you know, 16 hours a day and you didn't have to chant and nobody was there asking if you were suffering or not and you didn't have to sweep the pass and the food was better and you could really get enlightened. There were all these states you could get to, you know. And so I told him that I was getting very impatient because my meditation wasn't deepening and the monastery was too distracting. We had this work to do and we had to chant and sit around and, you know, his cottage when visitors came and do all these monastic tasks and so forth. And then I began to watch, you know, you watch your teacher, and I noticed he wasn't very consistent. He'd say one thing one time and then he'd say something entirely different another time, you know. And I began to think, what kind of enlightenment is this? Or he'd sit there and he'd scratch himself, you know, and I think, wait, is he being mindful when he scratches, right? Or is he really, has he lost it, you know? And all these ideas about how an enlightened person is supposed to look, we have so many ideas, you know. And so I complained. I said to him, you know, I'm thinking of leaving, going to a Burmese monastery. He said, yeah. And I said, and I'm watching you, and I said, you're teaching about enlightenment and mindfulness, but how do I know you're enlightened? I mean, sometimes you look wise, but other times you're not very consistent. You say this, and then you, you know, do that, or you say this, and so forth, you know. And he laughed. He thought, he said, this is great. You're watching me, aren't you? I said, yeah. He said, and I don't look like the Buddha to you, do I? I said, no, really. He said, that's really good. And I was shocked. I said, what do you mean that's good? You know? He said, because if I look like the Buddha to you, if Ajahn Chah fits your idea of the Buddha, he said, then you'll still think the Buddha's out here somewhere. You'll be caught in that, and he's not here. You're looking in the wrong place, honey. He's not out here. There's only one place you'll find the Buddha.